This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Oh, hey there, Battle.
Good morning.
Hey, look at us with a quick turnaround with the podcast.
I know. Really on top of things.
Who are
somebody's,
we?
Somebody's got to, you know, I don't know.
It's almost like we're getting paid for this, but we're not.
So I was talking to somebody else who has a much more successful podcast than we do.
Yeah.
They have like a revenue share. Like the ads that the commercials that air in, we probably should have signed some sort of contract.
I thought I did.
Did you?
I thought I did.
Are you getting paid for?
No.
Okay.
No. But I thought that's
so
what I signed.
If it reaches a certain level, we split the revenue share.
That's what, like, I thought. Yeah.
Okay.
So we just haven't reached that level yet.
If you were getting paid, would you tell me?
Yeah, I
would. Oh,
yeah,
you
would.
All right.
Tell you.
That was a good time to lie, but okay.
You're a friend. Yeah, of course I would tell you. Because you deserve all the money you upload.
At least
podcasts,
$20.
At least $20.
Yeah,
I think you're at least you're worth at least $20.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the least I could say.
A couple of sawbucks.
Right.
That's about matches my effort going into this show.
Give me some coal dollars.
We got so busy last time that I never did a recap of our little jaunt down to Cape May.
You went down the shore
with the kid. I went down the shore. Not much of a shore guy. I'm not like, you know. I know we discussed your regal South Jersey estate with your fig tree and your argument with the help. Plebes like me have to go and rent a place down the shore. We don't have a beach house, so we rented a place. By the way, I didn't know it was like, hey, you want this shore house for two nights? Like, yeah, that sounds good. That'll be $10,000.
It's ridiculous.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's like, insane. I rented an Airbnb last summer for a couple of days. It was a bunch of bedrooms. It fit my whole family, but over $5,000.
Yeah.
They think the Jersey Shore is like, you know, Greece. You know,
right.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I couldn't believe it. And this was a done deal. I didn't see the sticker. My fiance never shows me the price of anything because she just knows that I'm going to go.
Nope.
Oh, no, it's too. How much is that loaf of bread? $2. Fuck out of here. Return it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can make my own for 50
nails.
Cents.
But and like, you're not getting like an exotic view out of your Jersey Shore Airbnb either. You just see like the fudgy wudgy man, you know, out on the beach.
Right. This was not even, how do I say it? It was a very nice place.
Okay.
But it was not within walking distance to that main like strip in Cape May.
Oh, where did you stay? Oh, just very inland in Cape May?
Newark?
Yeah. Right.
New Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah, we took the bus. We took the Greyhound.
Yeah.
Eventually we got there.
No, it was great though. But wanted the kid to get his butt in the sand for at least once this summer because we didn't have anything planned because everything's, all our energy outside of work is going towards raising a, you know, 27-pound punk and planning a wedding. So her and her sister put their heads together and got this nice place for two nights, 3 days. right? Down in Cape May. For people who don't know that are listening, I think I say this every single time, listening outside of Philly, that that's where everyone goes. Everyone just drives an hour east from Philly, across South Jersey.
Down the shore.
Down the shore, they call it.
And that can mean any shore point. You just say down the shore. There's a million shore points.
I'm going down the shore. Oh, you got a beach house? I have several. Right, is usually the conversation.
Yeah.
Cape May is one of the really nice ones.
It's great. It's also the furthest one, too. So you're driving a bit.
So it's a little further. Yeah. And I'm in the Western Philly burbs. I'm not in the Eastern Philly burbs, which is just over the bridge
That's
in Jersey
haul.
Where you are. So it's another like 45 minutes.
So how is Harrison in the car for this long of a trip?
He was fine. We planned it. So he takes his nap. He just turned 20 months old, by the way. I know Kira's got a birthday coming up, and we'll discuss that in a little bit as a tease for you. His nap is once a day, and it's from 12:30 to like whenever he wakes up, usually like 2:45.
Yeah.
And we plotted. What am I trying to say? We went down and like got in the car to head down around the time of his nap. So he would sleep in the car.
Sure. Yeah.
That went mostly well.
Okay.
But by the time we got there, he was like awake. He didn't sleep the whole usual amount, a lot of time that he does if he was at home. So he just kind of got up and was like, get the fuck out of this car. Kind of stuff. Toddler stuff.
It's always like the 20 or 30 minutes when you're reaching your destination, they just start losing it. Like that's how Kira is when we go to New York to visit my family. She's asleep or she's quiet for the majority of the trip. But then they know when they're getting close and that all hell breaks loose. You know, she'll start losing it. I'm like, here, we're like 15 minutes away. We're so close.
That's normal, though.
Yeah, just keep it together.
Yeah. I'm like that now as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, come on. When are we going to get to Dave and Buster's?
Right.
No, he had a good time. We went out. We like each couple got like a date night. I think. I don't remember what we did. Oh, yeah. We went and got horrible service.
Horrible service.
I forgot.
Horrible service or horrible food.
This is what I wanted to bring up. Food was okay.
Okay.
It's tough to find good food, I think, when you're on vacation.
Yeah.
So
it can be.
You're at the water, and our date night was one of the nights. It doesn't matter. So, like, her sister and her, we shared this house with her sister and my future brother-in-law and their kid, and they're going to watch Harrison. We put Harrison asleep. They didn't really have to watch him. He's asleep. So we went on our date night to this, like a big seafood place there. I'm allergic to crab, so I'm obviously not going to get that. But this place is weird. You walk in, there's some person who probably in the off season is tearing movie tickets at a Regal Theater. And you go, hey, table for two. They're like, that'll be 45 minutes. And they hand you the thing. I'm like, 45 minutes, it seems long. But whatever, we're on vacation. I'm not going to say
anything.
Is
it a bar? Were you going to have like a drink?
Well, that's what I said. Yeah. And she just hands me this little beeper thing, like a Captain Kirk's tricorder.
Right.
And and you walk away. And I was like, well, let's just go back around this place. This place is massive. So I'm like wandering around like a mile, and we get to the bar and we sit down and have a drink. Of course, she's not offering any, like, we should do this, we should do that. So I'm the decision maker, one beer deep. And we sit down at the bar. I'm like, let's just have a beer until our table is available.
That's good.
The guy and the bartender goes, there's all these empty seats in the bar area. And she goes, you guys can sit there, you know. You just got to go to talk to the host. I was like, oh, okay. Well, let me finish this beer because you just put them down. And there's a couple next to us. We're sitting at like the corner of the bar. And the guy goes, you can sit anywhere you want, you know. I was like, yeah, the bartender just told me. And he goes, yeah, well, I'm just trying to help you out. I was like, thanks, I appreciate it. And I go back to talking to my fiance.
Sure.
And I feel this a little bit like a tug on my shirt. And I turn back to my right and he goes, yeah, you got to get the crab salad, man. Crab cake salad. I go, I'm allergic to crab, but that looks delicious. And I turn back and start talking. And thinking about it now, he probably thought that was a, hey, shut the fuck up. Don't talk to me.
Right.
Right. And again, he starts doing that. I'm just trying to help you out. And his wife starts going, we had a horrible experience. This is all getting comped for us. And I'm like, okay, well, thinking to myself, you had a horrible experience. Why are you staying here? Why are you coming back and getting something comped?
Like, yeah.
If you're having a horrible experience, why don't you just leave? So they get up and leave because this guy's trying to be a friend or something like that. And I don't think I was being rude. Do I sound like I was being rude to you?
No.
Okay.
No, I think that's normal. your normal battle self. I don't think that's rude.
No. I'm allergic to crab. I don't want to.
You're allergic, and you're also on a date with your fiance, yeah. which you don't get to do that often. So
right,
like, you're trying
yes.
to be present in the moment, and he's a single serving person. You're not going to see this person again. So F him.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with you. And you're allergic to crab. Was he trying to kill you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
But whatever. We went and got a table outside by the water.
Okay.
Right outside the bar area.
This is good.
Everything's going well. And they're like, you have to go and walk over to this little, like, newsstand thing and order. I was like, okay.
I'm not sure what I'm imagining, but this place is, has all the bells and whistles.
It's just
huh?
kind of like half outside, half inside. It's by the water. It's dark.
It's a dungeon. Okay.
Ordering
from a taxi stand. What'd you say?
No, a newsstand, like a little like. Remember those? That's what it kind of looked like. We're like a lemonade stand.
Yeah,
it's just like a person standing there.
But fancy 5-star restaurants have those where you order from. Okay, but go on.
Who's really a Bahama Breeze? Is where we were.
Yeah.
And right, yeah, so there's like two people in line. So whatever. I'm a human. I know how things work.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in line behind this person. It gets to me. And before she could come over, I'm next in line. This guy to my left. And he just goes, yeah, I'm next, by the way, man. Like a really bad Philly accent. And I go, you are? Huh. Here I am thinking I am. I was like, that's great.
Passive aggressive battles coming
good for
out.
You. Yeah, because I had it. Like, I don't want strangers talking to me. I've got like
right.
three beers in me at this point on an empty stomach. I'm hungry.
Hungry.
Go back to Port Richmond and die, dude. I mean, Jesus okay. Christ. I don't get enough time out with my wife or my
yeah.
fiance ever.
Right.
I'm on vacation.
And this is it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Right.
I'll see you at the gates of hell.
Yeah.
Okay. So the bartender comes up. Her name was Brooke, I remember. And she goes, he's actually next in line, and points to me. And I was like, interesting.
You felt seen. You
yeah.
felt verified.
Yes. And I kind of did that to him. I was like, you hear that? That's me.
Ta-ta.
So I ordered and he was never to be seen from again. He's like, oh, I guess we're not following rules here now.
He said that?
Yeah. And she's like, she goes, you made up your own line. Like there's the line. He's standing in the right line
How
talking to me.
How long was his line, by the way? Was it an obnoxious wait?
No, it was like 5 minutes.
So like, why do you even say anything?
Because he's a dickhead.
No, yeah, right. He is a dickhead. Yeah.
Because people have to go through life just getting bent out of shape over things that are normal parts of society.
Right. If you're clearly in front, like, what is he? Yeah, okay. All right, so
he's the type of guy that if, like, they just paved a parking lot and they haven't painted the lines yet, he takes up, like, 4 spots, where 4 spots would be. Just can't figure out how to park his car. There's no painted lines to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Right? Can't figure it out. He's too stupid.
Small dick syndrome.
Yes.
It's
sort of. I think
it
it's just a stupid syndrome. But
stupid small
this
dick.
Guy, I can tell
what
you right now, is not driving a BMW 5 Series and taking up a 4 spots so nobody scratches his paint.
No, no. He's got a
85 Chevy truck written all over
with
him.
With one of the windows knocked out. He has like a plastic bag as one of his passenger window.
Yeah, maybe with the Punisher little logo over it. I don't know. So that was great. So
that's good.
Outside of that, I mean, the kid part of it was great because the kids are running around this house, which is beautiful, when I wasn't out getting accosted by strangers on a date night. And we took them to the beach on that last day. And my son Harrison is always very timid with everything new. So he wasn't going in. His cousin was just like,
oh, really?
What's the male version of a mermaid?
A merman?
A man-made?
Aquaman? Jason Momoa? Wow.
He just went right in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Harrison did not.
Not so much?
No. He didn't like the sound of the crashing waves. It was
really?
Very... The ocean is an intense beast.
It's a tricky bitch. You know, Kira loved the beach, though. We didn't know how she would feel about it because we took her last year, but she was much smaller then. She was a little nugget. This year, she's almost 2. She has more opinions, right? They have more, you know, they know what they like and dislike a little bit more than they did when they were an infant. So, but Kira loved it. She loved the waves. She loves it. And it's really cold, right? The water is pretty cold.
The water is always very cold.
Yeah, yeah.
To me.
They say it's colder this summer for whatever reason. So, but Kira didn't mind that. She loved the sand. Did you like the sand?
We were building little, I don't know if you'd call them sand castles, but we're taking buckets of sand and dumping little notches everywhere.
Oh,
and then the kids were just destroying them. So they enjoyed that. Yeah.
Oh, good.
They enjoyed that. So everything went well until we're about to leave and Harrison decided he wanted to venture into the water. So we kind of like, he was finally warming up to this idea of going in the water at like 3 hours into this beach day.
Hey, a little breakthrough. Okay. Yeah.
So we kind of meandered down to where the waves were crashing and water's kind of coming up. I don't know if you call that a tide. No, I don't think it's a tide.
Yeah.
And kind of dipping his water and didn't like it because it was wet and then kind of went a little more, went back and started, was like doing that, you know, back and forth. Let me go a little further. You know, obviously I'm holding him and then just fell in love immediately. It was like a quick switch went off.
Wow.
And an immediate shift of just him freaking out and loving the water. It's like, wah! Like every time a wave came through, he's like, you know, the wave goes back. When he said that, he'd go running up around, kind of doing like a half circle. Like he'd go, he's doing his excited thing that he does when he does this noise. And he first did it when we had the bubble machine and we're spraying, shooting
you
bubbles
were saying
out.
That, yeah.
Yeah. And he's going, like dancing around the bubbles, like spinning around.
That's adorable.
Smiling. And he was doing that at the beach. He was like running out, going, and running back around and like half kind of a half like semicircle back into the water and going when the waves crashed.
Oh my God.
On him. So he had a blast. It was great.
Wow, things took a turn, huh?
Yeah.
It just takes a minute, I guess. You know,
yeah,
you have to get acclimated, get used to it. It's a lot to take in.
I don't know how much of it is him being a little sheltered because of the pandemic and not as socialized as a normal 19 month old would be. Or how much of that is just his code? Like he's wired like that. It's his personality. He's just going to be a little timid.
Yeah,
I was a pretty timid kid.
He met it with caution. And you know what? That's good. You'd rather your 20-month-old not just go headfirst into a wave. You know what I mean? Like he took it with caution. He wanted to soak it up a little bit, see what this is all about. And once he felt comfortable, though, he was like a little seagull out there. It sounded like.
Yeah. No, he loved it, and was upset. Both the kids were upset when we left. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
To disappoint them is always a good sign.
It's great.
Yeah, to upset them. And we did a little tour of the, we took the kids on our way out of town, went back, showered, got out of the place. On our way out, we did a detour on our way out of town to this little park by the water on the other side of town where it's like a ferry park. I don't know where this ferry goes. Delaware or something like that.
Sure.
I don't know why you'd go there. But it's like a cool little park. This restaurant there. We got some coffee. But when the ferry was leaving, I'm holding the kid and we're on this dock. I'm like, all right, wave. And the people on the ferry are waving at the kids. I put him down and the ferry goes, and blasts this loud horn. And Harrison just goes, wah! Throws up his arms. He goes running towards his mom.
Oh, no.
Like crying. Like it freaked him out.
Oh,
the sound
gosh.
Of the ferry horn. So. Still very sensitive, timid child.
Well, ferries are not for everyone.
No.
No. Have you ever ridden a ferry?
Yeah.
With the commoners?
Yeah. Now, going to Black Island and whatnot, when I lived in New England, we'd do that. You know, those horns can get loud. I guess I see what he's talking about, but...
I took Kira just recently to the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, my goodness.
Huzzah.
I love a good Renaissance fair.
Huzzah,
Did you go to the Jersey one or the Pennsylvania one?
I went to the New York one. The New York Renaissance Fair.
In Sterling, New York?
Sterling Forest, New York.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of far away from here.
Well, I grew up in New York, and so I met my family. My father, who was also in radio, was doing a work appearance there. Got a whole bunch of free tickets, invited the fam up. So I wanted to take Kira up there because I would go every year to the Ren Fair. Every year. We wouldn't miss it.
I really liked the Renaissance Fair as a kid.
It was a lot of fun,
is that a weird thing? Yeah, no, I liked it. I thought the food was really good.
The New York Ren Fair is a really good one, too. It is huge, this place. And you are just lost in this mystical land. And the first thing we did when we got there was I got Kira one of those flower crowns.
Yeah.
And she looks adorable.
Like a tiara?
Yeah. Here, I just posted the photo on...
I can't believe you went to the same Renaissance Fair that I did as a kid.
You went to Sterling Forest?
Sterling Renaissance Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much closer to Rochester than it is where you grew up.
No. We must be talking about two different ones. Sterling Forest, New York. It's by Tuxedo, New York. It's like it's lower New York. It was only a 2-hour drive from here.
That's confusing. Why do they have the same name?
I don't know.
Well, Sterling Forest. This is once in the Sterling Renaissance Fair is where I used to go.
That's weird.
Sterling Renaissance Fair.
It was great. Kira loved it. She loves it wherever she goes, though. She's an easy kid. I feel like if I ever have another one, this kid's going to be a nightmare just to make up for it.
Probably.
She's just so
to
easy.
Even things out. Yin and yang.
Right. Just to even it out.
What what'd you guys do there?
I did a lot of rides. So she was with her other cousins, all my nieces and nephews. So I have 6, all various ages. So she got to like hang with them. Obviously, she's the youngest of the bunch. So they kind of like took her under her wing. And so it was basically us just she did one ride. She did one ride, the one ride that she could actually do because she's tiny. I rode with her. And it's basically just a little
swing.
Yeah, it goes around and there's a person doing it. It's all manual.
I was going to say, that's the funniest part about Renaissance fairs is that the rides, quote unquote, are just some high school kid.
Right. Pushing
you know what
you.
I mean? Like shoving a log that you're sitting in back
95
and forth.
Degree heat. It's
right.
Like,
yeah.
They have to paying do you enough.
A fake accent.
Right.
Like, here we go, my lord.
So Kira loved the ride so much. And as I've been saying on this podcast, she, you know, does sign language and she knows the sign for more, which is you just put like your fingertips together and you go like this for more. And she got off the ride and she went to the woman operating the machine and she did the more symbol to her. She just got right back up like, more, please. More ride.
What did the woman say? 5 shillings of bugger off.
Off with your head. I just thought that was adorable. Like, she does sign not just to me and her mom, but to strangers too. Like she'll do thank you. Like she got her hand stamped to the Renaissance Fair and she did the symbol for thank you, which is kind of like, you take your index finger, your pointer finger, and you touch like your chin. The other one, like what is this? Is
that's that, like the Italian for FU.
FU. Yeah. It's not that it's close to that, but not quite.
See, I know that one.
Yeah. Hers is a little more polite and cute. But yeah, so she communicates with everyone, with sign language. So she had a great time. We didn't see too many shows cause the kids are not like their attention span's not great.
It's too early for that. It's too early to take them to Don Juan and Miguel. I think if those guys are still floating around.
Yeah. But I think just the overall, the essence of the Renaissance Fair is just cool. Just walking around, you know, there's so many people just walking around, like talking to you. You know what I mean?
It's a cool energy.
Very cool energy. Yeah. You kind of feel like you're just out of the 21st century, out of the year 2022 and all the bullshit that comes with it. And you're just lost for a few hours. It's cool.
See, I don't think I've been to a Renaissance Fair since the invention of the smartphone. Right. So I wonder if they have to stay in character, right?
They do. Yeah.
Okay.
They do.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to picture as a kid, it would probably take me way out of it if I was walking down, you know, this dirt road at the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah. Where'd you
take me? If I was a kid now and like this guy is just like, yeah, you know what I mean? He's talking on his iPhone 12.
Right. Something's not adding up.
Yeah, with a little, like, his little sword and cane that he has
actor.
There. Or a sorcerer.
Right.
We had a family friend that was always at the Renaissance Fair as a kid, but I don't know if he was getting paid. I think he just liked to dress up like a pirate. And
some people do dress
adding
up.
Character, and turned out he was just, you know, an alcoholic that liked to show up and he would day drink all day at this thing. Like, hey, Scully!
Method actor.
Yeah.
Some people do dress up. I thought about it, but yeah, people already look at me weird.
Were you going to dress up?
No, some people do. My friend from high school, I would go with him growing up. He would always dress up. He had the whole garb, fake sword, the whole nine. I can't do that.
I visited one of our friends from college once. He lived outside of Syracuse over the summertime. Mm. Me and my buddy Hank the Tank went to go visit him.
Hank the Tank
did not tell us. Look, we went out and partied till like 3 a.m. in Syracuse. Did not tell us that he had to wake up at like 6 a.m. the next day to go to work, and work was the Renaissance Fair.
Oh my God.
And he goes, don't worry about it. I'll get you guys in for free. I'm like, well, we don't want to go to the Renaissance Fair. I want to sleep.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you got to come with me. I'm like, fucker, why don't you tell us about these things? Yeah. This guy, he's a piece of work. I'm still friends with him to this day, but
see,
I remember
Renaissance Fair is just bringing everyone together.
He was a,
an archer?
He was running the archery tent.
Oh, that's cool.
And we weren't old enough to drink. So Hank the Tank and I just kind of went around trying to steal beer.
Jesus.
Do you know what I mean? Just for something.
Oh,
we're there for 8 hours.
I do know what you mean, stealing beer. Like, I know what that is.
I don't know. It just, yeah. That was my last, I think that was probably the last time I went to Renaissance Fair.
So the more you say words about your past and how you were as a kid, does the fear start creeping in?
For Harrison?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We just roamed around the Ren Fair looking for beer to steal.
He's been very mischievous lately and abusive towards his mother. He's been running around on the couch and you go, Harrison, and he'll go, sit. And he'll sit down and you go, okay, good. Like he's telling himself to sit because he's tired of me yelling sit. But then he'll get right up. If you like turn, look the other way, he'll get right up and you hear him go, like laughing and running up and down the couch
he's
again.
He's testing your limits. He's
absolutely.
Your buttons.
And he's been grabbing his toys and throwing them at his mom's head.
I shouldn't laugh, but
hit her in the eye with a ball yesterday, like one of those wooden balls.
A wooden ball?
He just was like sitting in her lap. He just turned around and he goes and whipped it at her eye.
Oh, no.
Then he slapped her.
And he slapped her?
Yeah, like, what are you doing, man? Like, I had to grab him, grab the ball. Yeah. I'm not playing with this anymore. But you don't, I don't put him in a cage.
This is the 1950s anymore.
Yeah, like, what do you do? I yell at him, and he was crying. But,
Wow.
He was crying.
That's
not because
son,
he realized he did something wrong. He was crying because I took away his ball.
Right, you know? Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
All
well,
right.
Kira does the same stuff, though, too. Not like that. But testing our limits where, and if you say, Kira, no, she'll walk as far away as possible, like in, almost like in the corner of the wall and put her head like in the corner, like as if I can't see her anymore. Like she's now invisible. Like she feels like she gets a little shy.
Like your vision's based on movement.
Right. Yeah.
Like a T-Rex.
Right. It's play dead.
If she sits there, she can't, yeah. She like, can't see her.
It works for like black bears, not for parents. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I can still see you, Kira. And yeah, the answer's still no. But I think that's just a phase. I think hopefully Harrison won't continue to beat his mom.
Probably. You want to do a tease? You want to take a quick break?
Let's do a tease. Hey, yeah, Kira's birthday is coming up.
Good. Wow. Why don't you tell us about it next?
A whole two-year-old. Yeah.
Wow.
And Halloween's coming up, and I think we may have our costume planned.
Okay.
Which is early for us.
Three birds.
Let's go. We'll talk about it next.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
I cannot believe I have a whole two-year-old. Almost.
When is her birthday exactly?
October 3rd. October 3rd. So that's right around
a little
the corner.
Over a month.
Yeah. So we're starting to like plan, you know, what we're going to do for her birthday. If we're going to do a party, I feel like when you do a party, yeah, that's cute for the kid and like they'll have fun. And I guess they know a little bit what's going on. But really, it's for the parents, you know? It's for the
parents. To get a bunch of dads together to drink? What do you mean it's for the parents?
Well, because like, who do you invite? You invite your friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, do they have kids?
Some do, some don't, but mainly a lot of people don't. So like, you know.
Well, I would invite people that have kids.
Right. So should they play with more kids? It down. And then now you start thinking about like acquaintances in your life that has kids. And then like you're just inviting randos over just because they have a child.
Oh, you can invite other highfalutin individuals from your $1,000 a month gym membership or whatever.
There's some kids around the neighborhood. My thinking is, why don't we just go away for a weekend and let's have some fun as a family?
Like, almost like the kid's birthday version of a destination wedding.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to come because it's in Alaska.
Let's go have a trip.
Right. So you don't have to pay for all these people to stuff their face on your dime.
You don't have to have people come over to the backyard and like get a tent and a balloon animals and a lot of efforts put into a party, which is all we could end up doing that, which is fine. But I'm thinking a trip could be cool somewhere we haven't
been
before.
Where would you go?
We're talking about Charleston.
South Carolina?
I think it's
North Carolina.
It's one of the Carolinas. I think it's the southern one. I've only heard great things about Charleston, or maybe like a Florida trip. I don't know.
Is that the one that had all the dudes chanting with the white torches, wearing white shirts and the torches at night?
I hope the neo-Nazi not, but rally. I think now that you mention it, you might be right.
You might want to check that out.
You might be right, but I haven't touched the tiki in a long time. No torches in my backyard. I can show you receipts.
Good.
So I don't know. We're kind of feeling it
sounds
it out.
Like you're fleshing it out right now.
We are. There's nothing concrete, but my point is, it's we're gearing up for her second birthday, and what's following right afterwards, Halloween. Are you dressing up with Harrison? I'm assuming you are, right? Did you dress up last year?
Did I dress up last year? No, but we call him Harry Bear, so we dressed him up as a bear.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So it was super adorable. And
this will be her third Halloween.
Okay, so he's had one.
So when she, you know, she was just born her first Halloween, right? Back in 2020.
Yeah, so you can't take her out.
No, we went
certainly
to like
no raisinettes.
We went out during the day and we had her like in a, I forget what I think it was a bear. It was like one of those like just infant costumes, like nothing.
Okay.
We didn't dress up. Last year we did Blue's Clues. And we
I remember this.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were stopped in the street everywhere we went and it was a hit.
People thought you were actually Josh.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It got weird, but the costumes were great. It was Kalina's idea. She crushed it. So we're trying to figure out how we can top it. And Kira, her jam right now is Toy Story. Loves Toy Story. Can't get enough of it. Just bought her all these Toy Story dolls, too. I'm thinking I'll be Buzz. Kalina will be Woody. Just pull her hair back, put a cowboy hat on, right? So we got Woody and Buzz, the two main fixtures. And then Kira can be that little alien from the Crane Game. Ooh, the claws, my master. Have you seen Toy Story? You look at me like I'm like why is it so foreign? Toy Story, one of the biggest kids movies ever made.
No, I know.
You know,
I don't.
Pixar, Disney. You know.
Yeah, I.
Tom Hanks.
I think I've seen it.
America's Tim Allen. America's favorite. No,
isn't Tim Allen America's Tim Allen?
What?
Oh, America's Tim Allen. I thought you were saying Tom Hanks is America's Tim Allen.
No.
They're both in the movie. I got you.
Yeah, they're both in the movie.
Yeah, I think the first, if you watch parts, I've seen parts of it, but Jesus. Only as an adult, and it looks like an old video game. Like, it doesn't look very good.
It came
good.
Out in the 90s.
I mean, that's great.
It was revolutionary at its time.
Sure.
It was the first Pixar movie.
Was it really?
I have tons of fun facts, apparently.
Well, good for them.
I know. Apparently, I've been setting its Wikipedia page. So we're going to do that. I think
so the
really
toys
cute.
Come alive, right?
Oh, Jesus. This whole topic is just throw me in the trash.
So Woody and Buzz Lightyear are the biggest
characters. About it. What are you going to dress up as for Halloween?
I'm not going to dress up as anything. I'm an adult.
So you're not really.
I used to love Halloween. I still love Halloween.
So why didn't you dress up with your child?
Because I was in charge of making pizza last year. I'm not going to dress up as Dracula and set my cape on fire while I'm trying to make pizza before all the brats come to my house for
more
free candy.
Content. So what is Harrison like right now? Any ideas what he can be? Has Bao Chao floated by you yet?
Our wedding is like the week before Halloween.
That's
so
not really an excuse.
I mean, all my focus has been on that. So I don't know.
I guess.
Maybe I can wear my tux again if I have to buy this thing. So.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't. What is he into now? Trucks. He likes trucks. He's into...
What's the Disney movie that you've been watching with him?
Moana. Is that it?
Now,
Maui?
There's an idea. Mm. You can be Moana.
I could be Moana?
Yeah.
Who's he going to be?
I've never seen that movie, so I don't know.
Maui? His mom should be Moana. Wait a minute. You're playing tricks on me. I'm confused. I'm trying to think of what he's really into right now. All the movies he's into, he can't really dress up as anything.
You do spend time with your kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
Go back to Port Richmond and die, dude.